call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Indeed, we are, of course, joined by Radio Adelaide's Zoe Kanatis to discuss the week in Australian news. This week, we discussed the Closing the Gap report and the continual weather crisis in Australia. I started by asking Zoe about the Closing the Gap report and how the government of Australia is falling behind in meeting its objectives.
Okay, so the Closing the Gap report was introduced in 2008, and it is an initiative to close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. And the targets that they were hoping to meet and the gaps that were most evident were child mortality, early education, school attendance, literacy and numeracy, year 12 attendance, employment and life expectancy. And unfortunately, yes, as you mentioned, only two of these targets are being are on track at the moment, but some have even expired in 2008. So the government, how have they failed? I mean, this is pretty significant with Scott Morrison saying this himself, but he's calling for a more Indigenous-led refresh of the Closing of the Gap. There's been criticism of the governments of the past 12 years thinking that they know better than Indigenous communities. And, you know, Scott Morrison has said that is not true anymore, or that he's sort of admitted that the government can't do that. They can't know better, which is quite significant. So early education is on track. That is getting kids in preschool or kindergarten, whatever you call it in New Zealand. And that was meant to get up to 95% by 2025. And then year 12 attendance as well has gone up. It has increased by 21% since 2008. So that's good. Unfortunately, we know that there are these other targets that aren't being met. You know, hopefully with this push from the government, there is some change, because I think some of these targets were only meant to take 10 years. So yeah, hopefully with this push, there is a more change. And yeah, we're hoping to see more Indigenous-led practices and voices for this.
Have the government laid out any ideas as to how they will further include these voices within the mission to meet these targets?
So the government, we have had Ken White. He's the Indigenous Affairs Minister. He's actually the first Indigenous person to take up that role. So that's a nice change within government. There is also way more conversation around constitutional recognition and also a treaty. And then there's also a board, an advisory board to the government as well, being put in place. And so hopefully that will see some change. I haven't recalled this report every time. It gets reviewed every year, but I haven't recalled this report having much news coverage as this 12th one has. So, yeah, it seems like people care.
Listeners here are well aware of the troubles that the weather has caused Australia in the last couple of months, if not years. Recently, we've seen a lot of rain and storms. What has been going on over the Tasman?
Yeah, it's been quite a strange month. Strange week for New South Wales. They had torrential rain and floods, and that was the state that was really affected by the fires quite significantly. So they've had this unbelievable amount of rain, and there has been some obviously good news out of that. In Port Macquarie, a bushfire that had been burning for 210 days is out, which is really nice. Most of the New South Wales bushfires are completely out now because of this rain. We're seeing farmers some really awesome footage out of farms in New South Wales where you can see just completely dry dirt land, and then you can see with this rain there's been a whole new sort of sprout, there's grass, it's green. It's really exciting. It's a bit of nice news considering the whole world has been watching this country burn for a significant amount of time. Obviously, bushfire season isn't over for a couple of more months until about April, but I wanted to share some good news with you all because it's nice. You know, we're seeing lakes and rivers and greenery in places that just haven't been able to see that for a while. And then again, there's also the flip side of this where it's super confusing as to why it's 45 degrees and then it's pouring down with rain a few weeks later. So there's, you know, it's good news, but it's also bad news because climate change is very real.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.